European Union and Eurozone obviously doesn't want to lose this battle because it might put into question the existence of Euro.
Hi, I'm Anthony Randazzo, Director of Economic Research for the Reason Foundation. I'm here with Reason TV. I'm sitting with Mr. Murat Ulek. He is the Dean of the Business School at THK University in Ankara, Turkey. He and I have worked over the past year on Turkish-US trade issues. Mr. Ulek, thank you for joining us. The first thing I want to talk about is what's big in the news right now is Greece. How bad really is the Greek debt problem right now?
It's pretty bad in terms of the debt outlook, as well as the economic outlook in general, the macroeconomic outlook. Their economy is, let's say, roughly around $300 billion, and their debt is about $450.
Do you think that the privatization measures that are being put in place will be an effective part of the fiscal plan?
Well, it is one of the prime things. What they are trying to do is they are trying to reduce the expenditures. And privatization is one main area where they want to do it. Unfortunately, Greece is de facto, they are in default. The Greek parliament has voted for these new measures. And along with it, the German acceptance came. The German bondholders, mostly the insurance companies, will also take, you know, some kind of a haircut. It's technically not a haircut, but you know, they will bear part of the burden at the order of a few billion euros.
Do you think that this will be enough, or is this just pushing the matter maybe a year, year and a half down the road where Greece will eventually have to default?
I'm pretty sure that will happen. I think we will have recurrence of these things in the next year and a half. Of course, IMF is part of the story as well, and IMF's 12 billion tranche is now officially going to be released because of this measures that was voted by the parliament. But when the next tranche comes, there again will be similar situations, and there the Greek government will have to be assessed on the basis of the past implementation performance.
So what do all these troubles for Greece in particular mean, broadly speaking, for the Eurozone?
The European Union and Eurozone obviously doesn't want to lose this battle. Because again, if it loses this battle, then there will be the other battles in sequence, which might put into question the existence of Euro.
Let's talk about another country now that's right next to Greece, that has a little bit of a stronger economy, your own country, Turkey. Yeah. Turkey is the 15th, 17th largest economy in the world right now, and it's seeking to be in the top 10 by 2023. What does Turkey need to do to get into the top 10?
A lot of things. But basically, Turkey has a huge potential that has been untapped so far. Our infrastructure, physical and human, we have to develop it. A country which wants to become number 10 has to be able to produce, not consume, technology and ideas. So far, frankly, Turkey looks more like a consumer, a good consumer of technology, whereas we need to start producing.
There have been some reports out recently talking about the ease of doing business in Turkey and that this is somewhat of a challenge. This is something that needs to be overcome.
To be frank and precise, the government has to reinvent. It has to be efficient, which it is not, unfortunately. So in those areas, when you look at Turkey, it ranks very low in many of those indices by different institutions.
Are you optimistic that Turkey will be able to get to the top 10 by 2023?
Well, what I think is that naturally things go that way. Well, if not number 10, these are very symbolic. You become number 15 again in a growing economy, which is where we are right now.
Let's talk last about the United States. This is the debt ceiling is big in the news here, but you taught economics, development economics at Georgetown. You're familiar with the American economy, and you also do a lot of business consulting in Europe. So from your outside perspective, what does the United States need to do to get its fiscal house in order and preserve its good credit rating?
Two ways. One is to tax people more, which will be politically very difficult in this country. The other is basically you grow yourself out of the situation. You brought all the talents to this country. They worked hard together with the American talent, obviously, with a growing economy. So a growing economy means a sustained, let's say, force of consumption and production and vying for, you know, increased revenue earning demand. Those are the things that drove the American economy.
So we can either institute a massive increase in taxes or we can change our public policy to encourage talent to come from abroad and encourage and incentivize domestic production.
Exactly. That's the only way out.
Thank you so much for that, Murat. This has been a great conversation. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
For Reason TV, I'm Anthony Randazzo.